mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, last hour we talked about a move by Freeport, Texas, to give $6 million to a wealthy developer and take private property that's been there for 50 years. It's happening everywhere. To build a marina. And all over the place, the news is now admitting the Pan-American Union's being formed. I mean, this is all the bizarre stuff that's happening, all the weird stuff that's going on. And it's totally and completely out of control. And it's got to be stopped. We need to stop it now. I got just a bunch of news coming up, but right now let's keep going back to your calls. They're always so interesting. Let's go to Kentucky first. He's been holding the longest. And we'll go to Bill and James and Matt and John. Two calls in a row from Alaska. I've never seen that before. Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
This New World Order thing is, it says about it in the Bible, and it's about the end times, and I do believe we're in the end time. And this is just my point of view. I don't believe we can stop these people.
Well, listen.
They're too powerful.
Regardless of whether we can stop it or not, do we have a job to save an old lady in a burning house?
Yes.
Do we have a moral responsibility to speak out against abortion?
Yes.
We have a moral responsibility to expose the fact that depleted uranium is bad for the troops?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, duty is mine, consequences belong to God.
Right.
As the founders said many times. And number one, sir, 10 years ago, the majority of Americans were pro-abortion. Did you know it is the exact opposite today? So we're winning that fight. Abortion's actually down now.
Yeah.
One is too many. But with all the media saying it's great, and all the media saying do it, most of the mainstream media, it's still backfiring. So we're having a lot of victories. We're also having a lot of defeats. Now, they thought Hitler was the Antichrist.
Yeah.
People said lay down to him. They thought, you know, Africans in Africa have thought, you know, Idi Amin and people were the Antichrist. He wasn't. Certainly evil is growing and bad things are happening. But, you know, it's like, where did Jonah get spit out? What was the country he got spit out on? And and they repented of their evil ways and got a 100-year reprieve. So,
Alex, before I go, I got another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but I believe that this world in the predicament it's in right now, there's going to be an uprising by the people that's waking up. And there's going to be something done. This is a new revolution war, if you ask me.
Well, things are being done. It's just the world's a big place. Millions of people are taking action. We're having millions of victories every day and millions of defeats every day. And it's lack of knowledge that's leading to our defeats.
And I tell you what, I'm gonna watch Hitler on the TV tonight, and I'm gonna count how many lies. I have my piece of paper beside me.
You're talking about Lord Bush.
Hitler, or what, Lord Bush, whatever. He's another Hitler rising, if you ask me.
Well, he's just a moronic puppet, but yeah, he does represent a Hitlerian system. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, interesting points, but I mean, you made a profound statement about, we can't stop this. We have a place in history to shape events and to wake people up. You know, maybe we're all going to die, the Antichrist is going to eat us one by one, but at least we can save people's souls. At least we can reach out to them. I mean, if we don't tell them microchips under the skin are bad, they're going to take them. I got an article today where Fox News is, well, people just don't like it, and they're just backward, and everybody needs a microchip. I mean, that's today. Oh, so conservative. What about Andy Rooney? Everybody needs a microchip under their skin. 60 Minutes. What? I mean, they're the kooks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
8 minutes, 10 seconds into this third hour on this live Tuesday, June 28th edition. I love taking your calls because you take us in so many different directions and bring up so many important news items. Let's rampage through 5 of your calls quickly and then plunge into the news and back into calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill up north in Alaska. Go ahead, Bill.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Homeland Security reporting in.
Oh, good. The real Homeland Security. How
Amen. I wanted to tell you the silver lining on this cloud. The ink wasn't dry on that majority decision in the court before our legislature up here had attacked that and decided to legislate against that. Both in Anchorage, the municipality.
And again, for stations that just joined us, you're talking about all the Supreme Court ruling that if a private corporation or company wants to pay off the politicians to take property, it happens.
Yes, sir. And the Anchorage Daily News is carrying the story under the heading of Lawmakers Target Eminent Domain for anybody that wants to read the article. But they responded immediately.
They're introducing a bill here in Texas, too.
I'm swelling with pride to this adopted state of mine. But that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Anarchy has started at the top this time. I don't know another time in history.
No, you're right. This is lawless raping, pillaging, looting, booty-taking, prize money-taking. This is admiralty. This is just the big dog can seize anything they want. This is just classical despotism.
Well, I needed to refer to that feller that called just before me, too. He's got a puny god if he thinks that that's the way it is.
Well, respond specifically to what he said, so people can and
okay,
respond.
Okay, yeah, he was worried about not being able to stop the power. One person with the right spirit in him that holds more power than the standing armies of this world if they're following after the God that I serve. And I'll let it go with that.
Well, I appreciate your call, and God bless you. You know, I was on with Tex Mars a few weeks ago. He sent me a tape of the broadcast. Nice fella. My last broadcast with Tex Mars, and it's scary to me. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I have had personal experiences with Jesus Christ. You know, God hasn't appeared to me, but, I mean, I've felt the Spirit of the Lord. In my life, I've seen incredible things happen. I know I've been protected over and over again in my life. I mean, just the incredible things I've seen, the experiences I've had in my life. I mean, I've lived already at 31 years of age, a pretty full life. And I've talked about it, you know, my whole life, quietly to friends and family. And I know it's not coincidence. And it's scary. Because I know I'm a sinner. Folks, I'm bad. I mean, I really, you know, I have a lot of evil in me. I belong to God. I got God's seal on me. But we're all sinners. You know, King David was a sinner. I mean, he had a man murdered because he lusted after, you know, the man's wife. But, you know, he repented and was a man after God's own heart. I know that I'm a sinner. And I fear God. They said the beginning of, you know, fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Well, what's fear of the devil? The beginning of foolishness. I'm more afraid of God and because there is a law of nature. I don't believe in reincarnation and karma. That's kind of a counterfeit. But, you know, what is karma? You know, you reap what you sow. I do believe in you reap what you sow, but all cultures have this reap what you sow term. Every time I've done something wrong in my life, and my conscience just said, don't do it, but I couldn't control myself, and I did. It has come back to bite me in the hind end. And all I pray to God every day is that He lead, guide, and direct me, and use me as a vessel, and help me be a good person. I need help. I'm not good. We are a fallen creation. But we are made in the image of God. We are creators. I mean, what we imagine 50 years later becomes reality. We're incredible. Life is so magical, so wonderful, so beautiful. There's just so much that's going on. The beauty of just a tree, the stars. I was looking at Jupiter and its moon Titan last night. I mean, it's just things are so amazing. Life is so precious. But I've got to tell people something. I've seen it. I don't want to go into it, but growing up, if somebody did something wrong to me, bad things would happen to them. I wouldn't even wish harm upon them. Bad things would happen. So many people that have attacked me. I later found out that four people that attacked me, one other onlooker, you know, really bad things happened to all four of them very soon after. I mean, weird stuff, folks. I mean, automobile accidents, electrocution, things falling on them. I could list a string of people that as soon as they come out and premeditatedly attack me with hatred, you wonder why the New World Order hadn't killed me, because God has a plan, and you can get that same protection. I mean, it's scary, folks, and I'm not trying to get into, you know, magical stuff and all this here. I just have seen it, and I am scared to death of God. I also love God. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I believe, I know I am protected, and I do believe the Bible, and I do believe God has angels around me. I mean, I know. I've experienced it, folks. And, you know, that's just a word to the wise, to people out there that are attacking me. I mean, I feel like I should warn you I haven't seen it yet where somebody doesn't get seriously hurt. Seriously hurt. Who really viciously, premeditatedly attacks me. And, look, just... And chances are, if you're attacking me, you're attacking other people that God doesn't want to be attacked. And you just, it's a bad, bad thing over your head, you know, the sword of Damocles. And we know what happened with the founding fathers and the incredible divine providence that surrounded them. And, to boil it down, folks, you really don't want to go up against God's people. You will be cursed. And I'm not wishing you to be cursed. But You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I just, if I rattled off the chain of horrible things that have happened to people that have attacked me, I mean, there's a reason the New World Order leaves me alone. If you really want to get down to it. And it is humbling, it is frightening, and I just am scared to death of God. And you should be too. The New World Order should be. The New World Order, they have hellish lives. They're very unhappy people. Bad things happen to them because of the things they do. You know, everything comes with a price. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. That's just the way the universe works. That's how God set it up. And I don't want to get off into preaching here, but I don't have fear of the New World Order. I really, occasionally I have a pang of fear, and then, you know, it dissipates. But when I think about God Almighty on the throne, I literally quiver. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. I can feel the presence of God. And God's agents, and I can feel it all around me, and it makes me feel like really a pathetic. I mean, I don't even deserve to be so blessed. But you know what? I'm thankful every day. And you know, the day I die, the day I'm gunned down, the day I'm killed, if that happens, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Is the day God wants it to happen, and it's in that plan. And people who've been in combat will tell you this. You know, the people that, you know, what they call it, charmed. Do they know there's a tripwire 50 yards up there? They don't know why, but it's been documented. You know, there's something else, the sixth sense. God's given it all. You know, the Aborigines the opal and diamond mines of Australia. This has been documented by major professors, and it's even been on, you know, major scientific reports. They'll come out of the mine. They'll say, "Get me out of the mine, my 12-hour shift." They'll come up and say, "My mother just died. My father just died." And they don't argue. They put them on a helicopter and fly them 400 miles back to their village, and mama died, or mama's sick. And they're never wrong. I mean, what is that, folks? That's the connection we have. You know, this is a spiritual universe. This is real. And I knew when I was 3 years old that God had a mission for me. I had an experience in the backyard on a sunny day where I actually felt it was so extreme, and I had all of these adult thoughts. I saw history before me, you know, in the past. I literally saw the future, and it's not something I can control. It's something you suppress, and then it happens later. It comes back to you later. I had these recurring dreams as a child. I knew that I had a mission, and I didn't know even specifically what the details of that mission were. And I've always had discernment. And I know we're headed into really hard times, but it is a separation process. It is separating the impure metals from the pure metal. It is separating the wheat from the chaff, the goats from the sheep. And I just, folks, get on the right side. Get on the side with God. Do not be on the dark side. You think it gives you power. You think you're afraid of the dark side. Many of you are, so you decide to serve it. Out of fear, you decide to serve the bullies. They are so evil. They are rotten. They are stinking heaps of rotten flesh. If you could only see what I see with my eyes, you would instantly fight the New World Order. You would instantly get rid of your fear. Life is so short, folks. We're all going to wake up dead. We're all going to die so fast. Life is so short. You're going to wake up, and you're going to be 85, 90 years old, and you want to look back on it and know you lived a good life. You lived a good life of righteousness, not of self-aggrandizement, and we all do it. None of us are perfect. I'm not throwing stones. I'm not judging you. I'm just warning you. There is an afterlife. This is real. I've seen it. I'm not going to go any further. Believe me, folks, I've seen it. Okay? I've seen the other side. Okay? It's all around us. Believe me. You know in your guts it's true. And to all the corrupt bureaucrats and all the servants of evil, to all of you, stop being involved in what you're involved in. Repent. Come out of her. Come out of your false churches. Come out of your mafia systems. Stop abusing the innocent. Stop being greedy bullies. Believe me, you're not going to have to wait till you die, folks. You're going to be judged in this life. as well as the after.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
You know, you can't trust in icons and idols and mindless little magic devices. You got to trust in God, ladies and gentlemen, and trust in goodness and decency and love. Overcome the darkness. And I'm done with my preaching. I'm going to give each caller just a minute or so because I got to get to all these calls and get to the rest of the news. But right now, let's go to James, another caller from Alaska. James, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear from Bill that our legislature can read the plain languages in the Constitution.
Well, the common law, too. I mean, they just, you know, private property is private property. Go ahead.
Okay. And your previous little diatribe there, that the force is with you. I really love your theme song. hey, Alex.
Well, I wouldn't say that force, but yeah.
Well, no, the white side of the force. Oh, anyways, do you guys have any plans on transferring your videos to DVDs, the earlier ones?
A lot of my videos are on DVD, but I don't burn DVDs. I have them stamped industrially, and I plan to add extras sometime to the films and release them, or I might just release DVDs without extras. It's just I've been so darn busy, but yes, yeah, probably. But hey, VHS is still pretty good, folks.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Also, I just got a video from, I don't know, it was a Straw Cutters video interview with Kay Griggs. I looked on your site. I didn't see any reference.
Yeah, we've mentioned it. I mean, she says that there's basically a homosexual cult in the Pentagon. Everybody knows that. And White House is run by homosexuals. I don't really. So, yeah, I've seen the interview or part of it. Gosh, it's long.
Did you hear Paul Harvey's advocation of a nuclear option in Middle East last Thursday?
No, so now they're... Oh, so let's just start nuking countries because they're not submitting. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
Meanwhile, North Korea and China are threatening us on a daily basis.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering if you... what type of video production equipment... I'd like to talk to the person that does that. I might be... I'd be interested in perhaps expanding your audience a little bit more if I could talk to...
I don't quite get what you're saying.
Well, you know, you use video equipment to, or video production suite to create your videos.
Yeah, we got Final Cut Pro.
Yeah, cool. Well, man, that would mesh in just perfect. Who can I talk to?
Sir, I'm not sure what you want to talk to me about.
I'd like to help you get an interview on a program that doesn't normally carry your type of information.
Oh, get me on some computer show?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know,
Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me give you the phone number to my office. It's 512-291-5750. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, John.
How are you? Oh, never mind. Yeah, I know you're doing good. Eminent Domain in Freeport. I missed a little bit of your beginning of your show, but so I hope I'm not being redundant here. But I think the problem is that these cities are going broke. You know, with their pension and medical benefits and all?
They claim that always, but they have double sets of books with the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's not the case.
Is that right?
Are you aware of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports?
I've heard you mention them before, but I've never seen them or anything.
I made a film about it called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. It's got Joe Bannister, and it's also got Walter Berrien in it. But I got copies of it for Texas. You know, Texas will have 450-something billion in surplus in a year on their real set of books. That's the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or CAFR. And then they'll tell you all about their budget. You know, let's say I make $1,000 a month, but I tell my wife I'm making $200, and we have a discussion about my budget. I just never mention my Comprehensive Financial Report.
I see.
Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, I should say.
All right. Well,
so it's a double set of books.
Right, okay. Well, you know, the cities, they give these large business tax breaks to get them in their area, you know, locate them in there, these economic development councils and so forth.
And they just pass that on to us.
Correct, yeah. So it's like, we pay it both ways.
We pay for the development, guarantee the investment, and a lot of times they don't even pay proper value for the private land that's taken.
Yeah. That's true, and you know, this deal down in Freeport, they're going to give this guy, this new developer, some kind of incentive money back to do this, you know, which we're paying for.
$6 million.
Yeah, and then they're going to probably give him tax breaks. That's probably up front, and then they're going to give him tax breaks over the long run. So if you really looked at it, I don't know how much tax revenue is going to actually be added to the city, other than they're going to get it all up front right away. It seems, I'm not real sure, but it seems that way to me.
It's just a bunch of people groveling to a billionaire.
Right, yeah. But what would be good is to see Crawford City take George's Ranch and tell me they're making a park out of it and going to charge $1 for everybody to get in and look at what's going on.
But
there.
That would actually be eminent domain. We're not even talking about that now. You're not going to be able to use this marina unless you're a member of it.
Right.
You're not going to be able to use this. It's thanks for the call. Good points, John. Sean and David, and I'll take a few other calls, but first I'm going to cover some news, then we'll take calls, go back into news. Bunch of news coming up after this quick break. And I hope you will visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, we've really reworked InfoWars. We have about twice as much news every day on there. The site's even better, so if you haven't visited InfoWars lately, be sure and visit InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, folks. And I tell you what, I'm just going to take two more calls today and then spend news the last 25 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in California and then David in Delaware. Sean, go ahead. You're on the air.
You mentioned the dark side. Defense Intelligence Agency's terrorism headquarters in Boeing's Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. is called the Death Star by the people who work there. So the evil has metastasized down to the tendrils of power, down to the minions even. But I wanted to talk about something that the president of Controlled Demolitions, Inc. Said in a news article. He said when he saw the 9/11 towers get hit, he said, "It's coming down. And the second tower will fall first because it was hit lower down." He also said, first of all, you got the obvious damage to the exterior frame. He goes through all these.
We have the people that took the wreckage, hauled
right.
it off.
Yeah.
The same people helped cover up the Oklahoma City wreckage and bury it under guard. And now, I haven't seen this article, but I got an email about it mentioning it to me without a link. Didn't make any sense. Where is this article?
It's on the New Yorker website. The article is titled, I believe, The Tower Builders.
So now, without responding to us, they're all over the media explaining why they fell. There's only, like, what, 9 or 10 different PBS and History Channel and Discovery Channel specials of why the towers fell.
Exactly, but you remember that all the experts were shocked when it fell. But this guy, President Mark Buzo of Controlled Demolition Incorporated, he says, he goes through all the lies about the structural flaws and whatever, and then he says...
So day one, he knew there were structural flaws, and that's
right,
why.
Right, right.
Because now that's the latest... The steel melted, which everybody knows it doesn't.
Well, you know,
it's
hilarious.
Burns at 1,200 degrees, and steel melts at around 3,000.
Exactly. Now, he says, now, paper cooks. A paper fire is like a coal mine fire. It keeps burning as long as oxygen gets to it. And you're high in the building, up in the wind, plenty of oxygen. So you've got a hot fire, and you've got these...
Yeah, people standing in the holes in the building.
Exactly.
It's so total propaganda.
Exactly. A paper fire is like a coal mine fire?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you grab their article, write comments on it, and send it to us?
Okay.
If folks do that, I mean, I'll post it if it's good analysis.
Thank
you. Can't cover all the lies. We can't track all the lies. We can't deal with all the lies, Sean.
I understand. And Richard Pearl is called the Dark Lord. I mean, pretty obvious.
No, his nickname at Pentagon was the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, Death Star, Star Wars, Prince of Darkness.
Exactly.
They have these names, you know, Devil Leader, Long Devil, Baphomet. Friendly names for our leaders.
I'll just give you a link.
Hello,
to the
Lord. Hello, Dark Lord. How are you? I'm doing quite well, Prince of Darkness. When is Long Devil arriving?
Yeah, when are we going to have burn our effigy of cremation?
Ah, King Dragon is arriving. His helicopter's landing.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, it's we shouldn't even joke about it. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. This is not a joke. These people pride themselves on being ruthless. They enjoy evil. Ah, good and evil's real, folks. David in Delaware, last caller. Go ahead, David.
Alex, how are you, sir?
Good, sir.
All righty. Hey, Alex, I went down to the Lewis, Delaware Public Library to put some more videos in, yours and Tex Mars and the Power Hour.
Yeah, you told us about that last week.
Well, I had everything ready to go down there, and I finally made it on Thursday, but the president and the library both refused any of the material.
I thought they'd agreed in the past.
No.
Now, I thought you placed it, you said, in four libraries.
The other three libraries, they are in Milford, Harrington, and Greenwood, but the Lewis, Delaware has not, and they refused it.
Well, you ought to get a statement from them. That sounds like a news article. What do they say? It's evil, or what did they say?
Well, start with, I took it to the library, and I told the lady I wanted somebody to sign for the videos, at least let them know that, you know, I placed them there. And she said, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to give you everything. I said, well, what's his position? And she said, well, he's president, Eric Hale. And anyway, I said, where's his office? She gave me the information. I went to his office. I talked to his wife, and she said she's not going to sign for nothing. And then my daughter went down there because they know each other, and he told her he's not signing for nothing.
But they accept other people's books and videos.
I know it.
You're trying to make a donation.
That's discrimination. I had two videos in the package to give to him. Tex Mars is one of them, and 911 in plain sight, and your information was on the letter also.
Well, I mean, sounds like freedom.
That's discrimination and freedom, and they're giving us the shaft.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. And since you mentioned that, David, let me just, in one final story, and we'll spend the last 20 minutes on news, one final little tidbit on this. I read the articles yesterday. There's a Professor Finkelstein who's in New York, but his books are published by one of the state universities in California. And he's a Jewish gentleman, very scholarly. And, you know, he's written a book about how the Soviets exaggerated how many Jews were killed. Look, folks, Hitler did kill a bunch of Jews, and Hitler was a bad guy. But they said 6 million died at Auschwitz. Well, then that's where that whole 6 million number came. And then that isn't true, but 6 million were killed total, they said. And then, 2 million were killed at Auschwitz. Well, now the number's down to 400,000. But whether Hitler killed 400,000 or a million Jews at one camp, you know, he was killing Jews, folks. Okay, I mean, but look, Finkelstein has a right to write books about this. Professor Finkelstein has a right. Well, Alan Dershowitz has traveled the country including Austin. He's written books about how wonderful torture is and how it's a great virtue and a freedom to torture people. And, you know, supposed civil rights lawyer. And I have actually seen him on television promote it. Well, Finkelstein wrote a book called, it's coming out, called Beyond Chutzpah, about Alan Dershowitz and, you know, the type of creature he is, about, you know, promoting torture. And Dershowitz wrote a letter to the governor of California, who controls that university's funding, and said, please put pressure on them, pull their funding if need be. Schwarzenegger's office, a rare move that was wise, said, look, we're not in the business of banning books. And we're not going to do this. The letter's now published in public. Both his letter and the letter that Schwarzenegger's office released concerning Finkelstein and how they're trying to stop the university publishing his book. He lives again in New York, but this is in California where they're publishing it. And Dershowitz tried to deny he'd written the letter. And when he got caught doing it, he said, no, I wrote a note. So look at that semantical deception. Folks, when we got people trying to stop the publishing of books through the government, we got a big problem. And this is our renowned civil rights person. And if somebody wants to write a book saying 10 million Jews were killed, which is not true, they should be able to write it. If somebody wants to write a book saying that 1 million Jews were killed, I'll defend their right to write it. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple. Regardless, you shouldn't look at somebody's views and then decide if you support the First Amendment. You should support their view to write the book, not their particular view of what's in the book. To boil that down, it sounded like Rumsfeld comment. You should support their right to put their views out, even if you don't agree with their views. And we have the ADL. I mean, I'm really mad at the ADL. I don't have time to sue people. I don't want to sue people. I've had to sue before over defamation and stuff and been successful. And I sent them a letter a few years ago, and I said, look, you better stop it. Because they won't call me anti-Semitic, because I'm not anti-Semitic. Because I don't care what group you're with. Just don't try to dominate me, and don't get together in some mafia and then try to claim racism when we oppose you. But the ADL currently has got some new report out I'm in about vigilantes on the border. By new, I hadn't been on their website in years, and I was on it a few hours doing research the other night. Border vigilantes in Arizona. And they've got some quote by me interviewing Jack Foote of Ranch Rescue saying, yes, the culture in Mexico is beyond evil. Now, I guarantee you, folks, I said the drug culture or the narco-terror culture is beyond evil. But no, they've got it that I say Mexicans are beyond evil, and it's not true. And I'm tired of it. And they've been losing lawsuits. They don't care, I guess. You know, they just got more money than God, and it just doesn't matter to them. I mean, I don't know, though. I got so many films I want to make, so many things I want to do. I don't have time to do this. And plus, they're being totally discredited, so it doesn't really matter. But, and they don't call me anti-Semitic. They just mix me in with a bunch of other stuff. You know, Alex Jones thinks the government was involved in 9/11. And I really ought to thank him at a certain level. Right after 9/11, about a week after, you know, they said, what extremists are saying? And Alex Jones says the government's behind 9/11. So see, they're on record showing that I was there saying it day one. I wasn't mad about that. What I'm mad about is where they take what I said about the Columbia blowing up and then try to spin it into, you know, they say what anti-Semites and haters are saying, and then they got me under it. We're talking about obvious corruption and foul play with the space shuttle. But this new thing, I guarantee you, is not the quote of what I said. I mean, I don't remember that exact interview. I'm sure it's still posted somewhere. Do I have time to go back and listen to it? But I know I didn't say that, because I know what I believe, and that's what I say what I believe. It's just very frustrating. And now the ADL is with Rick Baca, the sheriff of L.A. County, in the legislature, trying to arrest and detain anybody that's even, quote, anti-immigrant group. and register you basically as a sex offender in a new extremist database. I mean, folks, give me a break. They don't want books published by Jews, by the way. They don't want books, Dershowitz doesn't. They don't want, I have Jack Foote on about the open borders. I mean, beyond evil, we got giant kidnappings, hundreds dead, machine gunning and killing people. They got whole border towns shutting down. We got just total corruption. I mean, if Mexico wasn't bordering us, I guarantee you there'd be a travel advisory not to go there. You know, don't go to Cyprus. Don't go to Israel. Don't go to Syria. You know, don't go to Baghdad. The murder rate's at Baghdad levels, literally, on the Texas border. You can forget Arizona and New Mexico and Southern Cal. I got a huge stat today on this. I mentioned it earlier. I mean, what am I supposed to say? It's wonderful down there? The culture is incredibly despotic. The culture of the corrupt government. Everybody knows Mexico is one of the most corrupt governments. I'll say North Korea is beyond evil. It just is unbelievably corrupt. They take the case. Does that mean I'm against Koreans? No, it doesn't. I'll probably be in there attacking Koreans next. Alex Jones says Koreans are beyond evil. So it's just, these guys, they arrested a whole bunch, but charged eight Christians with 47 years in prison. The Bush administration went and gave U.S. attorneys to the case in Philadelphia and tried to put them in prison. Thank God it was thrown out. They had video of everything, kneeling, praying on the street corners. People yelled and screamed at them. I mean, folks, should I love the ADL because they're trying to get the Ten Commandments out of all the courthouses? Trying to take the bedrock? By the way, that's Ten Commandments is Jewish. You got to love it, folks. I mean, I get it from both sides. I got the Nazis saying I'm an evil Mossad agent and death-threatening me, and I got the ADL lying about me and twisting and manipulating and spinning. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I don't appreciate it. And, that's it on that. Ottawa unveils a new security plan, closer partnership with U.S.-Mexico, a risk to sovereignty. Public Security Minister Ann McClellan unveiled a sweeping plan yesterday to harmonize Canadian entry systems with those of the United States and Social Security and the borders, a move NDP leader Jack Layton immediately decried as a dangerous step towards integration. What we're talking about is a partnership. It's how we work together, respecting our shared values, our cultural differences, our sovereignty, but how we work together to make things better. The plan, part of a broad set of economic and security measures and goals announced by Ms. McClellan, and a month ago the CFR announced it. Notice how they're the boss. Industry Minister David Emerson said the U.S. and Mexican counterparts envisioned common benchmarks of visitor visa screening and processing within 9 months. It also comments on three countries to real-time information sharing and high-tech individuals and cargo, and greatly expanding our use of biometrics to screen visitors to North America. This is part of a very deep integration concept and has been talked about, I think, and I think it threatens Canadian sovereignty. He denounced the government for agreeing to the deal relatively quietly. There should be a full discussion by Canadians and in Parliament before we start getting into the sharing of information about Canadians in the United States. And that's part of a Council on Foreign Relations program that was again brought out last month. So, and it just merges everything. Here's another one. North American security plan unveiled. Canadians will be participating in a new wide-ranging North American partnership. The compromise strategy was developed following the formation of the Secondary Security Prosperity Partnership of North America. As a meeting of U.S. President Bush, Prime Minister Paul Martin, and Mexican President Vicente Fox in March at his ranch. We knew what was going on there. And again, it was brought forward by the Council on Foreign Relations. And Lou Dobbs decried it a few weeks ago. Is he evil too? Here's that article, 44 kidnapped victims in Mexico freed after raid on the Nuevo Laredo on the U.S. border. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. Another one here, Mexican forces rescued dozens held kidnapped. Treasury Secretary Snow says oil prices hurting economy, CNBC. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow acknowledged on Tuesday that according to high oil prices are beginning to take their toll on the U.S. economy, but not enough to derail the economy's strong recovery. Balderdash, poppycock. Energy prices are way too high, Snow told CNBC's Clearly, and it's hurting. After hitting a three-month low in May, U.S. trade oil futures have risen around 32% to a record high of $60.95 a barrel, almost $61 a barrel. High energy prices often sap domestic spending, and consumers have to shell out more for gasoline and less for other goods. Wait till winter comes. Clearly, energy prices serve as a tax. They reduce the disposable income available to do other things, and they take some energy and oxygen out of the economy. Very serious. And then we got Bill Clinton and George Bush vacationing together. Got those photos posted. Diana feared being assassinated, says bodyguard. Now not just her videotape she made or her personal diary, but now another eyewitness. Late British royal Diana, Princess of Wales, told her bodyguard she feared being murdered by the British government just weeks before her death in a car accident in Paris in France in 1997. All right, a lot of other key, vital, final news items on the other side of this break. Stay the course. Stay with us until the end.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Boffins create zombie dogs. This is out of the news of Australia. Scientists have created eerie zombie dogs, reanimating the canines after several hours of clinical death and attempts to develop suspended animation for humans. They've had this for decades. U.S. scientists have succeeded in reviving dogs for 3 hours of clinical death paving the way for trials on humans within years. Pittsburgh's Safar Center for Resurrection Research has developed a technique in which subjects' veins are drained of blood and filled with ice-cold salt solution so they kill the dogs and then reanimate them. This is horrible. The animals are considered scientifically dead, and they stop breathing and have no heartbeat or brain activity for 3 hours. But 3 hours later, their blood is replaced with zombie. Dogs are brought back to life with an electric shock. It's like Frankenstein. We imagine it, it happens. Fox News champions Verichip says it's for the greater good. They spend a couple pages how great it is, and technology advances often must be nurtured. And at the end of the article, they say the implantable microchips are wonderful, and why not have them? You know, we're just backwards idiots. Chicago pairing surveillance cameras with gunshot recognition systems. Police State 2000, we show how they put them in Austin and call them gunshot detectors, but then you go to the industry websites, they admit it's for listening to people. But see, they won't call it microphones. No, no. City officials are using new technology that recognizes the sound of a gunshot within 2 blocks radius, pinpoints the source, and turns a surveillance camera towards the shooter and places a 911 call. Officials can track them. The shooter then dispatches other officers to the scene. Welcome to crime fighting in the 21st century. Instead of just having eyes, you have the advantage of both eyes and ears, said Brian Baker, chief executive officer of Safety Dynamics in Oak Brook, which makes the systems. After a successful pilot program, Chicago officials are planning to put them up around the city. Here's another one. Italy eyes extradition of CIA-led kidnappers, source says. Rome, Reuters. Italy plans to seek the extradition of 13 CIA agents for the abduction of a radical Muslim cleric who was flown to Egypt and said he was tortured in prison there. A judicial source said on Monday they are now trying to extradite the CIA officers who kidnapped him and took him for torture. But see, that's still illegal over there to be kidnapping people without warrants and torturing them. But we got to fight Al-Qaeda. No, they're just setting the precedent. Blair faces rebellion over ID card disaster. London Times, after trying to pass an ID card for the 6 times, well, it says a senior labor insider warned the government today that ID cards had the disaster potential of Margaret Thatcher's poll tax, that was a property tax, and the Millennium Dome combined as Tony Blair faced the first test of a slimmed-down Commons majority. They're angry in England over the national ID card. Here they just throw it in our face. Second UK indie media server seized by police before GA because they don't want people protesting it. Also, the unofficial war U.S.-Britain led massive secret bombing campaign before Iraq war was declared totally illegal. For months, bombing the daylights out of Iraq during the peace discussions. Everybody saw it on the news. It wasn't secret. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. The news we didn't cover is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Find out what all the hubbub's about. Wake people up. Make copies of it and support this broadcast. Get my new film, Martial Law, 3 hours long, $25.95, $19.95 for your second copy. Some of my videos are as low as $5.95 right now for full-length feature films. Do not wait. Go to InfoWars.com to watch clips, to read about the specials, to order online, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't wait. The films are waking people up. Get them today. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100. Austin, Texas, 78704. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get your monthly or yearly subscription. 15 cents a day, all the videos, the weekly TV reports, books, everything. PrisonPlanet.tv. All of you, I want to thank you for your support, for your love of freedom, for your hatred of evil. I want to thank the affiliates, sponsors, the listeners, the folks that run the broadcast, my producer, my webmasters, God Almighty. Get out there and expose evil and stand up against the New World Order. Stand up for liberty. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.